gather round, it's time for the big ten. Pull down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when big ten does a hoedown, he really kicks up some dust.
Oink, oink.
All right, time for the pig pen once again.
So about a week ago, I had to put my car in the shop for a few days to have a little bit of maintenance done. And fortunately enough, the shop that I go to offers loaner cars. Well, the loaner car that I got into had XM, Sirius XM satellite radio. And I fell in love with a station for the few days that I had it called Soul Town.
Oh, yes.
Man, Soul Town's great. They play a lot of hits, but they also play some pretty obscure stuff. But they played this song that I was like, number one, why is this on here? This was a dumb song when I was a kid. And why am I listening to this? And it got me thinking, maybe we need to do a segment on the history of kung fu fighting. The 1974 hit by Carl Douglas. Not only a one-hit wonder. Probably the most successful novelty song ever recorded.
Everybody was kung fu. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a
1974. Mike, you were 24 years old. This was unavoidable. Am I correct?
For most, probably. For me, easily.
But if you had a radio,
it was being played.
Yeah, it was all over top 40 radio for sure. But in the Pinto,
yeah,
I had an FM converter, so I was able to listen to K-News.
First of all, there's a couple of things in this song that I find to be slightly racist. The flute line, which is just your stereotypical anything regarding Asian music. They use that as a hook.
I know.
The first line after they hit the choruses, lower this down a little bit. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Chinese. He can get away with it.
He's not. He's actually Jamaican.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Carl Douglas was a Jamaican singer, and they had this song that was, they wanted to record. I know, and then we'll get to that in a second. So they had this song that they wanted to record, and the song was called I Want to Give You My Everything. It was written by a Brooklyn songwriter named Larry Weiss and sung by Carl Douglas. So this producer who hired Douglas to sing this tune, they needed something for the B-side, okay? So he asked Douglas if he had any lyrics that he could use. Douglas showed him several, and the producer, whose name is just Bidou, chose one of these lyrics that Carl had written and constructed a song around it and called it Kung Fu Fighting. Now, they had one studio session to cut both of these tracks. They spent the entire time cutting the A side, I Want to Give You My Everything, and had 10 minutes to lay this down.
Oh my God.
Two takes, and they picked one of the two takes.
Two takes?
Yes.
That's pretty good for two takes.
Yeah.
So because this was the B-side, they added all of the weird Chinese stuff and the ha! All the karate noises. Because they're thinking, this is just going to be a B-side. No one's ever going to listen or care about this song, okay? So they released the tune to the masses. It got no radio air. You can start it over again. I kind of like this song now. It didn't receive any radio airplay at all for the first 5 weeks. It sold poorly, but dance clubs started discovering the B-side.
Oh.
And it got really popular in dance clubs in the UK. So because of this, people were going out and demanding the song in music stores. It ended up on the UK singles chart at number 42 and reached the top 21 in September, and it remained there for 3 weeks. They then re-released the song in the United States with Kung Fu Fighting as the A-side, and it immediately cracked the Billboard Hot 100 and went on to sell 11 million copies worldwide.
Oh, my God! This sold 11 million copies?
This reached number one in Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, France, Ireland, the Netherlands, New Zealand, South Africa, the UK. It was number one on the U.S. singles charts, the Billboard Hot 100, Billboard Soul Singles, the Cashbox chart number one. It ended the year in 1975 in the United States, the Billboard Hot 100, as the number 14th best song or most sold unit of the year.
My God.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Is this guy rich?
I don't know.
Because of this song?
I don't even know if he's still alive.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, did he make a lot of money off this?
He had to have made some because he's got a co-write on it.
Yeah.
He never did anything else?
Well, okay, so he's from Kingston, Jamaica. He's still alive, age 77. And it says his years of activity as a singer are 1961 to the present. Now, he did release a song the next year.
Did he try to do Kung Fu Fighting 2?
This was his twist again.
Yeah.
And it's called Dance the Kung Fu. Maybe it's in there. I don't know. I've never heard Dance the Kung Fu, but obviously that song did not do well.
Dance the Kung Fu? Is this it?
Is this Dance the Kung Fu? Let's listen for the first time.
God.
Hang on. You sway to your left, then you sway to your right. This new dance, people, is pure dynamite. Every step is poetry in motion. Let the rhythm take your devotion. So when you feel like you wanna fight.
Not bad.
No, this is not bad. This is better than Kung Fu Fighting.
Hang on. What an insane tune! Dance the Kung Fu.
Wow.
God, I wish that you had been on that track.
Rushed into the studio, though, was this guy to
11 million copies.
Just put Kung Fu in there.
Yes.
All right, just throw it in there.
Yes, this is so twisted.
What is
it,
man? That doesn't sound rushed. That's a good record.
Well, they probably spent a lot. I guarantee you they spent a ton of money and a ton of time on this one.
And they got songwriters in there.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Even Kung Fu Fighting never really sounded rushed to me. I mean, it sounds like a pretty good record to me.
Yeah, no, it's a cool little recording. But yeah, 2 takes and 10 minutes for Kung Fu Fighting.
Dance the Kung Fu.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Carl Douglas worth $5 million.
That's good awesome.
For him.
All
right.
Awesome.
Way to go, Carl Douglas. So that kind of made me thinking, and we could maybe revisit this, the popularity of the novelty song, especially in the 70s, because I blame you and me, little kids that like karate movies that thought this was the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, it was kick-ass.
But then you have songs like, maybe we can look at Ray Stevens' The Streak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Novelty songs have been going on since I was a kid.
I know. You think of songs like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
And
you think of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
What's the Halloween
Monster
song? Monster Mash. Yep. Yeah, you love that, Mike.
Weird Al made a career out of it.
Duel the Engines. The Monster Mash is a great record, too.
Of course it is.
But you don't really hear them that much anymore.
No. You don't
like,
at all.
Like, that are this well, successful.
Well, I mean, it's like Macarena.
It's a dance song, though.
Who Let the Dogs Out? Are those bit songs?
That's kind of a bit song. Yeah, that's another one that were huge. Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I don't know. I don't know what these people's intent were was.
What about I'm Too Sexy?
Yeah, that's one.
I mean, maybe that's just the guy's jam. That's what he's thinking. It came from the heart.
Well, maybe this was his jam. Maybe this is Carl Douglas's jam.
My God. Well, good for Carl Douglas yeah. and good for the art of karate and kung fu.
Do the kung fu.
Good for the novelty song.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad we discovered Dance the Kung Fu. That's going on my Spotify playlist. All right, there's the pig pen.